Hello, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Sleepy.
Oh, you got me off guard there. I was going to do my own funny little intro bit.
I got the jump on you. You're not the only one who could be funny.
Fair enough.
Or stupid.
That sounds more accurate. This is the Cozy Co-op, a podcaster, a games journalist, and a creative writer. Wow, it's doing so well.
I'm a creative writer.
Talk about video games. And today's topic is going to be Spider-Man. But before that, how about some news?
Can we talk about Batman?
After the news.
In the news?
Is there news regarding Batman?
Yes, we talked about this.
Oh, that part. Yes, actually, yeah. That one will be second. You can do that one.
Oh, okay.
But the first bit of news is...
Oh, I see.
The Direct. The Direct has happened now.
Mm-hmm.
Isabelle and Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing!
I'm sorry.
It's Animal Crossing.
I am, like, I'm sorry to you, and I'm sorry to every listener that was mad at me for saying that Animal Crossing wasn't happening.
Well, they did kind of pull a fast one on everybody.
They pulled a fast one. This is why you cannot predict Nintendo.
It's gonna be, it's Animal Crossing Origins.
It totally. For those who haven't heard somehow yet, Animal Crossing has been confirmed for the Nintendo Switch in 2019, a new mainstream title. And right before they announced this, they also said Isabelle is going to be a new playable character in the upcoming Super Smash Bros.
Which is something that I'm super delighted with. I think she needs a break.
You can't
unwind.
Yeah, this is a great way to unwind.
She gets to relieve
relax
her stress. Punch everybody.
It is. She is a wonderful. I almost called her a human being. A dog, I guess.
She's
a wonderful assistant. She deserves whatever she wants.
She's rude now.
If you want to say the other thing.
Well, you should start with the Toad thing because I think that's
a good lead-in. Yeah, I got Toad in as well. So the next bit is Toad. So there's the whole President Trump Stormy Daniels thing. Stormy Daniels being a pornographic actress.
You can just say porn star.
I like to keep it professional here
okay.
at the Cozy Co-op.
Okay.
Well, in her memoirs, she remarks on the president's junk.
Yeah, professional.
Yeah, professional. Explicitly saying that it looks like Toad, the Mario character. Her specific phrasing is the mushroom guy from Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm.
But we know she's talking about Toad.
Well, because there's the one mushroom guy in Mario Kart.
Presumably, yeah, right? So everyone got really excited about the idea that Trump has a Toad dong.
You're trying really hard.
Just a real hell type of mushroom.
Stop it. That's going to be so bad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Imagine, nope, not continuing that sentence.
No.
So that's a thing that happened, and...
Along the same lines, we now also know what Batman's junk looks like.
Yes, Batman's junk has premiered in,
A recent comic book issue.
Mm-hmm.
And DC is regretting that decision, and they're pulling the uncensored... It's really very... If anybody hasn't seen it yet, it's a very shaded panel.
It's a tasteful...
It's very shadowy. Like, you can see it, but it's very shadowy.
Yeah, like those silhouette... what are they called? It's like a silhouette burlesque house?
I wouldn't go that far. It's not quite that tasteful, but
For the bat goober.
Yeah, and, well, I can't remember which news source it was, but they did refer to it as the Batawang.
Okay, that's better.
I'm
cracking up over bat goober.
Yeah, apparently they regret it, and future copies of the issue are not going to have it quite as outlined. However, that, of course, is going to skyrocket the price of the issues that do have it, the original art of the issues.
Oh, yeah.
The price is going to go way, way, way high. It's going to be collector's edition.
People just will pay hard cash.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. But that's not video games. It's just related. And because we're talking about Spider-Man, we had to talk about Batman.
Yeah. And, God. It's been a weird week and a half.
It has been.
For example, the podcast is late because your car was having trouble.
Because my car didn't start. And today, it's late today because that's what we were doing all day long. We had to get a new battery for my car. Y'all, this is not car talk, so we don't need to talk about my car troubles.
I used to do a thing called car talk. I'm serious.
Where?
For one of the sites I write for. It stopped now because reasons. But yeah, I used to do that. It was basically I used to run a car podcast, basically, video form.
Because we don't live at the same residence, I could not get here to record because I had no car, so.
Anyway, final bit of news. It's a bit of a sadder one.
Mm-hmm.
Telltale Games is closing.
Oh no, what happened?
They shut down. All their people are laid off. A majority, I'm sorry, not all of them. The people who are working with Netflix on a Minecraft story mode Netflix adaption still have work, but everyone else has been laid off.
What happened?
They were doing bad. I mean,
I thought they were doing business, really well.
They've been on a decline ever since, well, in my opinion, ever since the first Walking Dead game, but
I thought The Wolf Among Us was really good. Was that before or after?
That was another very popular one, but yeah, it's... They kept making more and more. People were getting kind of tired of the same thing.
True.
Business wasn't great. They had to downsize a bunch earlier, and now...
Yeah, the most different thing I saw them do was the Curse of Monkey Island series, because it wasn't the so-and-so will remember this, and your actions did not have as much
It was
impact.
More Monkey Island than it was
more
Telltale.
Monkey Island, yes. Yeah. So, yeah, that is fair. Yeah. They did kind of... They had a brand, and they were working it, but...
So, our sympathies go out to those affected by this.
Oh,
this does mean The Walking Dead, the final season, isn't actually going to get an ending.
Oh, no!
Which, I was considering having us talk about The Walking Dead next, because the second episode of the final season comes out next week.
Oh.
But that's... Yeah. So, enough about news, I think. How about we talk about some Spider-Man?
Uh-huh.
Can I tell you one of my favorite things to come out of the Spider-Man video game universe?
What?
Because I need a hero to save us.
Oh, God, I forgot.
Not going to stand here waiting.
That was so long ago. Do you want to know something? I listened to that song a lot when I was in middle school and early high school. And you want to know why?
Why that?
I was writing my own superhero story.
Ah. Yeah, I think it's just a catchy tune.
It is a fairly okay song. Like, it's not terrible.
So I can hear you.
Okay. I don't need more of your check.
I love the fact that Nickelback made a song for a superhero movie. It's so good.
Well, no, it's even more perfect that it was a Nickelback song for the 2000s Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Yeah, that all just kind of wraps into a nice little package. But
that's what I was going to introduce with.
To be honest with everyone, I'm still a fan of the very first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man because I watched the crap out of it when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I don't think I ever actually watched. I think I saw Spider-Man 2, but it was only one time, and it was a very long time ago, and I never saw Spider-Man 3.
Mm.
I did also super love Andrew Garfield's The Amazing Spider-Man, and I watched that a million times. I got half an hour into the second one and lost interest really quickly. But the first one was really good.
I didn't even know there was a second one for the longest time.
Yeah.
That's how tuned out of the cinematic universe I was.
And then, good vibes all around for this new Tom Holland Spider-Man. I'm not a huge proponent of the MCU. You know, I have issues with it here and there, but I feel like the Tom Holland Spider-Man line is something they did really, really well.
Well,
This is none of those.
Yes, in my opinion, the best representation of Spider-Man ever has been in this Spider-Man 2018 by Insomniac Studios.
And that's because the three that I just mentioned all start with Peter in high school being an awkward photography teenager who then gets bit by a spider and it becomes Spider-Man, what have you.
To Garfield's credit, though, they did make him a scientist.
Oh, yeah.
Which is lore accurate. That's I can respect
accurate.
That.
Accurate. But in this video game, they do what Hollywood has failed and been afraid of doing forever and ever and ever, which is make Spider-Man an adult who knows what he's doing already.
Yes, the game takes place, I think it was 7, maybe it was 8 years after he first became Spider-Man. Mm-hmm.
The majority of comics take place with Peter as an adult. A very small amount of them take place with Peter as a teenager, but that's all the movies want to do because they're afraid that people aren't going to understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm. But they don't lose that youthful... Can you say that word?
Youthful?
Yes, they don't lose that in this Spider-Man either. Like, there's an instance, he's sitting there in his Spider-Man outfit, just sitting on top of a building, texting, stressed out because he's talking to the girl he likes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching that go on, I'm like, wow, this is... They've managed to make 7-year Spider-Man, you know, as awkward and uncomfortable at times,
which
as the others
is Spider-Man's thing. That's why people like him, because he's not, I mean, there is something that sets every superhero apart from the others, and for Spider-Man Peter Parker, it happens to be the fact that he's very human and hopeful. Like, he's positive about things.
Oh, he's determined.
But he maintains something in him that remembers what it's like to be a kid and remembers what it's like when you all of this was really new and really tough. And he keeps that, and it makes him seem friendlier and younger. And he embodies the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, he's not above everyone. Just like, once he gets to the level of fighting intergalactic enemies or whatever, he's still there helping the lady get her cat out of a tree.
Yeah. Yeah, I find a lot of his portrayal is very relatable, which is rare in superheroes now. But so this is there've been a lot of Spider-Man games in the past.
I played the one based off of Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, and all I really did in that game instead of playing story mode was do the training mode because it was narrated by Bruce Campbell.
Yes.
And he was the one walking you through the tutorial. It was so much fun. And then by the time we left the tutorial mode, I would end the game. I'd be like, all right, I'm done now.
Now, those games, I don't remember which one they are specifically, but the ones that were based off of the movie, those are everyone's favorites because of how bad they were.
Yeah.
Because they were bad. The voice sounding, everyone looked weird. The voices sounded weird. Even though a lot of them had the same cast, even.
Yeah.
Like, there were recurring cast members up in there.
See, my early 2000s brain, the graphics were totally fine. And, like, if I've not seen...
I wish I had printed out the picture, because there's a specific scene that I would love to show you, because it makes Mary Jane look like a crack addict.
Hold on, let's pause.
We're going to look it up?
And watch a video.
Okay, yes, because there's a particular scene that I would love to show you. So
we'll come back in a second.
So, okay, yeah.
All right.
I showed you Spider-Man 3 is what it was.
Yeah.
And
considerably worse than the initial Spider-Man game I played.
It was a quick time event. And yeah, you fail. Spider-Man just flops onto some fire.
Yeah.
And Mary Jane is bug-eyed.
Uh-huh. I mean, she's bug-eyed the whole thing.
Yeah, fair enough. It is not a pretty
experience.
Game.
I sometimes put little bloopers at the end of the episodes. I may tack on that bit at the very end.
Oh, it's so good. And you showed me the tutorial. Yeah, Bruce Campbell narrates the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. And he's very blasé about it all. I know you want to get to the superhero thing, but first we got to show you how to do it. Oh, okay.
Now, while I will respect Mr. Campbell and those who enjoy his work, there are few narrators I've hated more.
Than Bruce Campbell?
Than him specifically in Spider-Man.
Why?
Because I just wanted to play. And I'm sitting there going, you're so funny. Screw you, Kelly.
And I did this all the time.
You will have the patience of a saint. I did this
again and again and again.
It's oof.
It was fun. I like to listen to Bruce Campbell. And actually, it was a really long time after that that I realized he's the dude in Burn Notice.
Yep.
I liked him in that, too.
But those are all not Spider-Man 2018.
These are all not the 2018 Spider-Man games.
So I'm going to wait until after the ad break, by the way, for...
To talk about this 2018 Spider-Man game?
The story.
Okay.
Specifically, because I wanted to tell you about what's going on, but I want those who haven't played to get an opportunity to play.
Sure.
What I do want to talk about, however, is...
The gameplay?
The web swinging.
Oh, yeah. It looked really, really fancy.
You can imagine Spider-Man games. It's hard to really nail web swinging down in a comfortable manner.
Right.
There are games where, well... If you're above a building, you're screwed. You just gotta fall until you're down far enough to swing onto off of a building or not. And it felt uncomfortable a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
This one nails it. They give you a multitude of ways you can move. It's more than just swing. You can...
Pulling yourself to things.
You can shoot something and just pull yourself directly forward. You can... When you're near the top of a building, you can bounce off of the building using your web by pulling onto a point and then jumping off of that point.
Mm.
It's very smooth, very fluid. There's perks in there that, like, there's a suit that temporarily reduces gravity, letting you just soar for a little while.
Which is good, because if this is supposed to be Peter Parker 8 years into the Spider-Man thing, then he would know
exactly
the multitude of ways he can use his web slinging.
He should be comfortable and familiar at this point, and
you
that's
should have
what
a variety of things you can do. Yeah,
and it's so pretty to do. Like, this game is beautiful.
It really is. Like, it's gorgeous.
Swing low near the surface, and you'll like see all the cars and people, and so good. A lot of this game does proper justice. The jokes. Very on brand. There's a few hit or miss, like somebody shoots a rocket at him and he says, what is it, National Rocket Day or something like that?
Okay.
I'm like, all right.
But he's Peter.
P-Dog? Like,
He's Peter Parker. He's not a famous comedian.
Well, that's my favorite thing is two things happen in relation to this. And one of it is, because you're so far in, you have a police inside. You have a person. Her name is Yuri Watanabe. She's with the police force, and you communicate through her for police stuff.
Sure.
So whenever he's working alongside the police or something, or they have information, or they want him to check something out for her, they don't. And she ends up being the blunt of a lot of his jokes, and she is sick of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt... I like that, because it felt good knowing
butt,
that...
The butt of his jokes?
Yes.
The blunt of his jokes?
The butt. The butt end of his
jokes. I mean,
jokes.
They're both smoking things, so.
Spider-Man's butt, yes, is also very good.
Stop.
Anyway.
I mean,
she's
it
sick
is.
Of these jokes. And I liked having, like, someone I could relate to. Like, I'm not the only one that hears his jokes and goes, stop it.
Well, he's just trying
Many
to
of
make
them are
it
good.
Later.
And then there's another instance where... This is smart Peter Parker. He works in a laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
Experiment goes wrong. He makes a joke.
Mm-hmm.
His coworker looks at him like, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
And the response is, sorry, I tend to make jokes in tense situations.
There was a set of comic panels in a Spider-Man comic where there's like a group of bad guys, and each one makes a comment to him about, oh, you're not going to say anything, huh? Here, hello, I'll line one up for you. Knock, knock. And every time it's straight across is a panel of Spider-Man being dead silent. And finally, the last guy is like, oh, no. Because when Spider-Man's silent, it means stuff's about to go
He's
down.
Serious.
Except that then he's turning everybody into the cops, and the policeman is like, hey, thanks for rounding these guys up for us. You really did a good job. And he's like, you're welcome. And the guy's like, what? He's like, you're welcome. Sorry, I have laryngitis. Which is, yeah.
Make his enemies crack under pressure.
Because, yeah, exactly. Laryngitis. Because he does always have to make a comment.
So.
He's not always calm and collected. He's probably always permanently nervous.
So I think it is time for... Why, yes, I have a game for us.
A game?
A game. one of Brandon's famous games.
Oh, it's okay.
Are you ready?
All right.
I have here written four Spider-Man villains.
Okay. Right?
One of these villains is fake. I want you to guess which one is the fake villain. I'll list the name and a short description of them.
Okay. Okay.
First one.
I feel like I'm on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Mysterio, a special effects pro and stuntman who turned to evil using hypnosis.
Okay.
Hammerhead, a 1920s gangster with a large square of vibranium in his forehead.
Okay.
The Curmudgeon, an elderly man who builds a mech suit out of bitterness. And Hydro Man, a sailor made out of and in control of the element of water.
It's either Hydro Man or the Curmudgeon.
Okay.
Because I've never heard of either of them.
You've heard of Hammerhead. I will say, Hammerhead's real. I'll give you that.
I
saw his picture and I laughed at him. Because he looks ridiculous. He's just as... Why in you know, 90s, 2000s Bronx, is there a 1920s gangster with a square forehead of vibranium?
Because comic book writers run out of ideas sometimes.
He's so what? He has a gun, but he headbutts people instead. He is whack.
I don't know. I kind of want to lean towards the Curmudgeon because of the mech suit. Seems pretty on brand for Spider-Man comics, but at the same time, I don't feel like there's a villain named the Curmudgeon.
You don't... Okay, that's fair. Do you think it's the Curmudgeon? Mysterio is also... Yeah, he's actually a popular one. I figured you might. So the Curmudgeon or Hydro Man?
Hydro Man also seems like a stupid name. Can I say they're both wrong?
Only one of them is incorrect.
Only one of them? Okay. I really don't know. I'm equally... I don't know. I'll just go with Hydro Man.
You believe Hydro Man is the false?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
It was the Curmudgeon?
The Curmudgeon.
Okay.
The Hydro Man is basically Sandman made of water.
It was... The mech suit really seemed on brand.
Now, here's the deal. There is, in fact, an old man who builds things in the Spider-Man universe called the Tinkerer. Who, in certain universes, he builds the suits for people like Scorpion.
Mm-hmm.
So, there is an old man who builds things, but there's not anyone called the Curmudgeon.
That's cheating, since the Tinkerer exists.
I came up with the name before the idea, so I had to figure out. Because the Curmudgeon sounds like a Spider-Man villain to me.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
It doesn't.
Yeah, I find Hydro Man a cop-out. But anyway, how about we get to our ad break?
Hydro Man.
Yeah, right?
I can't.
In case you haven't heard, Just the Facts has become the most influential media outlet in Manhattan. We make freedom go viral. And now we're proud to announce a new weapon in the epic battle against threats facing our city, like Spider-Man. The Daily Bugle Prime. Now you can listen to high-definition feeds of Just the Facts podcast, plus exclusive insider content from J. Jonah Jameson and behind-the-scenes action. Download the Daily Bugle Prime app now on your mobile devices. Do it. What? Do you hate America?
Is the Daily Bugle the Fox News of this area?
Well, I will say J. Jonah Jameson is the Alex Jones of this game.
Sure, yeah.
That ad was based off of an actual ad for a Prime service for... I can't remember what the place was called, but the place that has the Alex Jones show.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah. And
did it end with, what, do you hate America?
No, that was my own flavor.
Okay.
I figure that's a very J. Jonah Jameson thing.
Yeah.
So, speaking of him, in the Spider-Man game, 2018, he actually hosts a podcast that Spider-Man subscribes to.
Oh,
because
lovely.
Spider-Man likes to listen to his quote-unquote number one fan.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, there is no one more obsessed with Spider-Man than J. Jonah Jameson.
For real.
Absolutely. Like, who else demands pictures of Spider-Man so publicly and relentlessly?
And
he needs them for things.
Yeah. So he has this podcast called Just the Facts with J. Jonah Jameson. And he basically goes on these vaguely extremist rants about things.
Mm-hmm.
So the game, for example, in the first mission, you take down and arrest...
Arrest?
arrest Kingpin. So you take down Fisk and he's arrested.
Uh-huh.
And then the first episode of Just the Facts you listen to is about Jameson saying...
Wilson Fisk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was the main villain in the first season of Daredevil.
Yes, he was.
He was so good.
He's portrayed pretty well in this one as well.
Awesome.
I love it because after he... Spider-Man successfully covers him in spider goop, like you do.
Uh-huh.
And he's hanging upside down in the middle of Fisk Tower. Spider-Man, descends. And he just looks at him and go, so, do we kiss? And I'm like, yes, that's that good humor I'm here
good
for.
Good reference.
Well, Jameson is then like, well, great, you just take down the biggest, mob threat in the city. Now everyone and their mother is going to be trying to take his place.
Right.
So mob action is going to massively increase. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, a new mob shows up and, violence breaks out because of it. But that's what it basically is he angrily rants a bunch of these, vaguely extremist views, mostly in relation to Spider-Man.
Not even, I think it's a lot conspiracy, too.
Yeah, he does a lot. He claimed that Rhino, because Rhino's in this game, mm-hmm. surprise. Rhino was going around destroying particular buildings at the command of his employer.
Mm-hmm.
Jameson says, notice all of these buildings are, I think he implied there were trading places like docks and shipyards. And he was saying that he thinks Oscorp is telling him to, is making Rhino do that to get rid of trade competition,
mm-hmm.
which is not the truth.
Ah.
But it was what Jameson, said.
Believed, yeah.
So he would do stuff like that, yeah. It's okay. I love Jameson in every iteration. I kind of just love his character.
He's a very one end of the spectrum kind of guy. He wants pictures of Spider-Man.
So we're after that break. I want to tell you about this story.
Okay.
For those listening, this will become spoilery in almost in its entirety. So be warned. You start out 7 years in. You take down Kingpin. He's arrested. A new swarm of people show up wearing kabuki masks. They call themselves demons.
Okay.
And they have weird demonic powers as well. And Spider-Man's like, what is going on here?
And, this isn't science!
And he, at the same time, he's struggling with his job where he works for Octavius Industries, for a scientist named Otto Octavius. Whom most people know
I'm
as.
I'm sure you can guess
Doc
this one.
Doc Ock.
Yeah, Doc Ock.
But he's good. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
They're working on limb augmentation. Cybernetic prosthetics.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. And I'm trying to keep my facts straight here.
Just the facts.
He's also trying to manage his relationship with Mary Jane.
Right.
Who has become a reporter for the Bugle.
Oh, I see.
They have since... They were in a relationship. They've since broken up.
Does she need pictures of Spider-Man?
No, she needs pictures of demons.
Okay.
There is a selfie mode. I'm sad I didn't bring that up early. You can take selfies now.
That's real nice.
Well, yeah, time goes on. You find out, apparently, another villain called Electro has escaped his cell in, I think it's called Rikers, their version of Fort Knox Jail, whatever.
Sure. Fort Knox Jail.
And he's robbing a bank. Yeah, whatever. It's a Fort Knox for bad people.
Yes, okay.
You take him down, and he's like, hey, what's going on? You're acting weird. And he finds out he's working for someone.
Mm.
And then you find out these demons, they're under the command of a guy whom in lore we know as Mr. Negative.
Okay.
Because when he turns evil, he becomes an inverted image of himself. He becomes negative. And
what happens if you take a picture of him and then invert it?
Then the world would be negative.
And he would be...
Be normal, yes.
Normal, yes.
That's how it works.
And then you can just identify him.
But, yeah, you find out he's... The focus antagonist, Mr. Negative, and the demon people. because you're trying to figure out what they're doing, why are they doing all this, then, I mean, Scorpion shows up, Rhino shows up, Rhino, Scorpion, Mr. Negative, I think I'm missing someone, but I can't, Electro, I think that's all of them. So you continue this fight. Fun fact, what's his name? Stan Lee makes a cameo appearance.
Oh.
Which I thought was that, because he was apparently a short order cook for a small place that Parker and Mary Jane went to.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice. They even got cameos in video games.
I mean,
good man.
He even had a cameo in Big Hero 6.
Yes.
He was in a portrait.
Yes, I recall that.
Yep.
This was a speaking role. He remarked how it's so good to see them together again.
Oh, okay.
Which was awkward because they're not in a relationship. Mm. They're in that weird middle phase, whatnot. Okay. So, fast forward through a lot of gameplay of trying to figure out what's going on. You find out Otto Octavius, he's degenerating.
Oh.
He has this disease, I can't remember what it's called, where his body is breaking down. His mind works just fine, but he'll lose motor functions.
Yeah.
He's freaking out about this, which is why he's been rushing to deal with these limb augmentations, where he develops the tentacles. Problem is, because he rushed it, when he interfaces with like the neural system, it makes his brain go wrong.
Of course
it does. Which is how he got so evil.
Yeah.
Air quotes.
The complications to surgery include bleeding, some, you know, rejection of the implants, and, oh, you may turn evil. Your sense of morality will just completely 180.
Mm-hmm. And Doc Ock here is very angry at Norman Osborn, the guy who runs...
Who's not angry at Norman Osborn, though?
Oh, fair. The guy who runs Oscorp. And he's assembled this team because he wants to show the world how horrible Osborn is.
Okay.
And Osborn was the guy who was funding his projects, and they cut funding for him, aiding in his bitterness.
Right.
So you go and you do your thing. You find out that apparently Osborn's son, Harry, whom you're friends with.
Yes.
He in the game, he's never around because he went off to, I think it said, Africa.
Oh, okay.
You find out he never went to Africa.
Oh.
You find out he was sick instead.
Oh, no.
This wasn't soul searching. This was he's sick and his father is trying to find a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, the solution he found is based out of a component that the scientists developed that they call devil's breath. Because while it could cure things, it also could be a plague.
Oh.
Problem is, right now, that it's in its plague state. Well, Doc Ock gets a hold of devil's breath, releases it to the public.
Of course he does.
To show them how bad Osborn is.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah. This is another one of those taking things out of context.
Yeah, he definitely lost sight of things.
Mm-hmm.
Otto. And now, Spider-Man has to find a cure, but there's only like one vial of anti-serum.
Of course. And so they have to generate more? Or?
He has to get that one vial to generate more.
Okay.
And while all this is happening, we meet Miles Morales.
Yeah, he's the...
He's in this world...
Future Spider-Man.
He is a Spider-Man, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this game, his father died in a bombing set by Mr. Negative.
Yikes.
And this is where Peter says, hey, why don't you come over to this place called Feast that my Aunt May runs? That's like a homeless shelter type zone. So Miles starts working there, and then like they develop a rapport and whatnot.
Sure, yeah.
Well, you find the serum. You find out that this is where the final battle with Mr. Negative happens.
Because
Negative, he's embodied by a literal demon. And you have to fight a demon, essentially.
Yeah.
Super powerful, big, dramatic, and whatnot. Let me think.
Is that the end of the game?
No, no. Okay. This is where things do get more dramatic, is that you do get a hold of the serum. While you're fighting them, though, Mary Jane broke into Osborn's penthouse to look for information. No, she got out.
Okay.
She got out. But while she was there, she discovered that Osborn was looking to replicate Spider-Man's powers.
Ay, ay, ay.
So she finds a bunch of, like, genetically modified spiders in a secret corridor of his house and whatnot.
Gross.
One of which...
I don't want regular spiders in my house.
Well, one of these spiders breaks out and gets on her jacket. And follows her home.
Yeah?
To Feast. You know who else is over at Feast?
Miles.
Miles.
Uh-huh.
And when they describe some of the spiders, they list traits that the Miles Morales Spider-Man has.
I see. Like, yeah.
It was obvious as soon as you saw the other spiders, like, that's where it's going.
Yeah.
So Miles gets bitten.
Okay.
You return, you being Spider-Man, with the anti-serum. You find out there's one dosage. You also find out your Aunt May is sick from the dragon's breath.
Awesome.
You are then, Peter then given a choice. Do I give it to Aunt May? Or do I let the doctors use it to make enough for everyone? And it's this very sad moment because, like, Aunt May looks at him and goes, you know what you have to do.
Yeah.
That sucks. It's very emotional. It's very sad. He lets him synthesize more so that everyone can be saved. Gets in this big final... I think the final battle actually takes place before this. But he fights Doc Ock. Final boss. And they fight and they're arguing over, like, the idea of why do you protect Osborn after all these bad things he's done and whatnot. He defeats him eventually, ripping off the robot limbs.
All of the legs, just like a spider.
And he's this whole time, Peter's yelling at him, like, I respected you. I looked up to you. You did all of these wonderful, good things. You wanted to help so many people. And then after he's defeated, Otto is lying down because he's too weak to move on his own at this point. And he's like, you know, you should be helping me. You know, together we could make the world a better place. We are both very powerful, and with power comes responsibility. That whole phrase.
Right.
And... another emotional moment, because this was his
mentor.
His mentor. He did look up to him. He was inspired by him.
Right. But
Spider-Man walked away, saying, sometimes you have to do what's best, even though it hurts like hell.
Right.
And I was like, oh, Spider-Bro.
Yeah, you told me something when you were watching this. No, you told me that this is a really good game and that it really shows the pressure Spider-Man is under, like how many things he has to balance at once.
Right, because like he'll be on his way to do a regular mission. The police will call saying, hey, we got a problem over here. Can you help? Then immediately after, Aunt May will call saying, hey, are we still on for dinner tonight? And then immediately after, like Mary Jane will call saying, hey, I've been looking into this and you should go check it out. And
he's still got a job to worry about. He's got his feelings about MJ to worry about.
Stop.
Yeah. It just keeps going and going and going.
And like, the fact that it's throwing all of these hardships and like the fact that the rest of a lot of his problems still exist.
Yeah.
It definitely highlights the overwhelming aspect of being Spider-Man.
Right. Because once you hit that level of experience to the point that you've got like the police working with you and stuff, then it becomes two completely separate identities where Spider-Man has the people who... There's, of course, you can say all of the people of New York depend upon him. But even more stressful is when he's got a select few people who can contact him that are depending on him. So
he has a phone number. That weirds me out. He has a Spider-Man phone number.
So Mary Jane, the police... You know, people who call him and say, hey, we've got something. We need you to go look at this. That's all Spider-Man. And that's enough for one person. But then you have Peter Parker, who's also got Aunt May and Mary Jane and all of the normal people stuff to worry about. So that's two completely separate people's worth of worries that he has to deal with as one person.
Yeah. Yeah. And
not to mention all the death that's on the line all the time.
And we're going to do a quick smash cut here again, because there's a scene where Peter says to Mary Jane that Why don't I make dinner for you to, you know, thank you for all the help you've been? And he has to leave halfway through because Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And I want to play this for you, so. You know, I don't remember what point I was trying to make before that sequence. I just...
I don't either.
I think that scene's just a good example of a lot about this Spider-Man game.
Right.
It's got good writing. It has humor to it, but it also kind of highlights the smaller things that he stresses about. Like the whole partnership.
Even in that 3-minute scene, he is cooking for Mary Jane, and clearly he likes to do that, and he wants to keep her safe, so he tosses her some sort of, like...
It's a noisemaker.
Yeah.
Because there's stealth missions that you play as Mary Jane.
And then, so he's talking to her, and then he comes over out of the kitchen to sit on the couch and talk with her, and they start talking business after he gets his feelings hurt again when she brings up the breakup.
Mm-hmm.
They start talking business, and then the food starts burning, so he has to get up and run in air. And then as he's, fixing the food, she's like, oh, hey, you're getting a call for a spider thing, and he's trying to run out. And then she looks at him, she's like, did you leave your clothes on my kitchen floor?
Yeah, because,
he has to go back and get the clothes and put them down and then leave.
Yeah, because, you see him in normal clothes, you're gone for 20 seconds, she looks back, he's full suit, ready to jump out the window. Uh-huh.
And he's not the Flash, he can't just, change.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He just leaves his clothes on the floor?
He just leaves his clothes on the floor. But that's, in that 3-minute time span, that's, four things he's trying to juggle.
Yeah, and this is just the casual stuff.
Uh-huh, this is him having a night in.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
it's a good representation of the stress.
It's a wonder his hair is not just white. So.
You also saw one of his custom outfits in that costume.
True, yeah.
Because in the game you have custom outfits. You can wear the outfit from Homecoming. The hoodie and the regular goggles. It's a lot of customization you can do.
Mm-hmm.
The good game, I think we've talked enough. It's an amount of time in now.
Amount of time.
We had to do some cuts, so I don't trust my tracker right now. So how about some housekeeping, yeah?
Sure.
So if you like this episode, you can review us on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. That helps more people see us. If you want to Twitter... If you want to Twitter.
If you want to Twitter at us.
Our Twitter. Twitter at us. Our Twitter can be found at Cozy Co-op Podcast. We tweet when the episode goes up, and I tweet some jokes sometimes. If you want to email us, you can do that at cozycoop@thelizardrock.com. Email us pictures of Spider-Man.
Email us pictures of Spider-Man.
Pictures of Spider-Man. The news you heard earlier.
Or pictures of Batman's battle wagon.
Okay, sure. Yeah, fill my inbox with Batman
Wang. Batawang.
Batawang, thank you. News can be found at thelizardrock.com. I write news there Monday through Friday every morning. It's also where we host the podcast. If you want to find out more ways you can support the podcast, you can do so at thelizardrock.com/support. And then I think that's all of the things.
Probably.
There was some other third thing I wanted to add on, but I can't remember what it was. So how about that next episode?
Next episode we're doing... I think we're doing Breath of the Wild next.
Yes. The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, because I'm finally getting to play it.
You're playing through it. Now we're going to talk about a game you've played that I haven't.
Yeah.
I'm knowledgeable, but I've not played.
This isn't the first time, though.
Yeah. That's right. So that'll be a fun, interesting endeavor. Tune in next week for that one.
When we hit that good Knights of the Old Republic, man, I'm just gonna be talking for it's gonna be Star Wars and a game that I've played that you haven't. It's just gonna be all me, baby.
Bring in my Switch, I'll play Dr. Mario while you talk.
So that's it for us today. Cozy up with us next week on the Cozy Co-op.
Outro music.
Pictures of Spider-Man! Oh my god.
This is if you fail the QTE event.
Oh my god.
Oh!
Oh my god.
Can we leave that part in?
I'll put it in somewhere.